Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A huge test for Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks this weekend, headed down to Baton Rouge, down to the Heat, and a night game against the LSU Tigers. To break it down, we talked to Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper, who we have on every other Thursday here on Wire to Wire. Jordan, welcome into the show. I'm gonna start with some bad news, but this is not something you don't already know. South Carolina has the number 66 offense in college football right now. Mike Shula was available to the press yesterday. He said that a balanced offense to him is a good mix of running and throwing, inside, outside, downfield, intermediate, short, and that they're still working to achieve that balance. Can you give us a general report card grade, maybe like an A through F system, of where this offense is in all those little things that Mike Shula wants to do?
Yeah, I would say as far as, you know, running the ball, it's got to be, you know, probably a D or an F. I mean, there's just been nothing. They're by far the worst rushing offense in the SEC. And then you look at Lenore Sellers, I think you can maybe give him a better grade for that Kentucky game. But you look at the whole season, I mean, it's probably a B. And then offensive line blocking, I mean, it's the team giving up double-digit sacks already. That's got to probably be a D as well. So all around, I think this offense is probably I would give it a C, somewhere right in the middle, but not exactly maybe just over a passing grade.
We're joined by Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper. Jordan, we know you're literally at the airport at this very moment making the trip to this weekend to see South Carolina and LSU and cover the Gamecocks for the State Newspaper. Off the wall format breaker in all of your airport trips, what is your wildest experience that you've had the pleasure of experiencing in an airport?
Jeez, I don't know. I don't think I have anything.
No fights?
Too crazy.
No Spirit planes or anything like that?
No fights. No one's been kicked off.
Jeez, man, what are you flying?
Southwest.
I forgot. First class,
Southwest.
Right?
Southwest. No, I'm a Southwest. A-lister.
Well, I just as much
no,
as you cover games,
good ones.
That surprises me.
Yeah, no, I put in my headphones, so we're good to go. Nothing too bad.
Jordan, are you flying in direct to either Baton Rouge or New Orleans?
New Orleans from Charlotte.
Oh, see, that's where that money is right there, because one of your counterparts, I won't say his name, it rhymes with Schmack Schmeltry, they're having to drive 3 hours in from Mobile, so look at you being fancy.
It's not as much being fancy as it is being proactive.
That's right.
If you book a flight, you know, 6 months early, you get a little better deal.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to Diesel's question about balanced offenses. Man, we listening to Beamer and other coaches that were made available to the media, Jordan, it seemed like that was the number one topic of conversation, balanced offenses. I feel like I've heard that 10 times this week. Is it to the point now where we're just not looking at this offense as competent enough to go win games on the road at LSU, or are those questions being asked in your mind for other reasons?
No, it's I just think it's the question of the season right now, because the two losses ultimately kind of come back to the offense. And so if this offense stays where it's at, it's hard to see them being successful over these next five games. But I think we saw a little bit in the Kentucky game that gives you hope. Hey, Lenore Sellers can run the ball a little bit, almost 85 yards on the ground, almost 100 if you take away the two sacks. And then if they can just get the running game open, then all of a sudden does that open up Vandrevious Jacobs, who's turned into South Carolina's best receiver? Does that start opening up Nick Harper? Does the run game at least give a little bit more of an edge and an identity for the South Carolina offense? So I don't think it's a bigger thing. No one's firing the offensive coordinator or anything right now. They're not changing quarterback. Like, there's no like massive changes for this team right now, but hey, they're going up in one of the toughest stretches of games in the country. And if their offense plays the way it did against Vanderbilt in Missouri, it's hard to pick them in any of those games. But if they get better, hey, all of a sudden they can pull a couple upsets.
Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. You look at LSU's three games thus far against power level competition, and what kind of offense they're giving up. They're playing pretty good defense. They gave up 24 points at Ole Miss. They gave up 10 points against Florida, and they gave up 10 points against Clemson. In your mind, how many points does South Carolina need to score that you would say if they hit that number, I feel good about their chances to win this game?
I was thinking about this yesterday, the exact thing. You could probably tell me anywhere between like 17 and 30. Like 30, you're winning. You're winning, no doubt. 24, maybe. 20, 21, like there's a chance. And then, anything below that, kind of a pretty, a little tough. So I saw Vegas set the over-under at about 44.5, which kind of tells you, hey, this is going to be pretty low scoring. And I think they had LSU as like 8-point favorites. And so that kind of tells you Vegas doesn't think South Carolina scoring 20 points in this game. But if they get to 20, I think it's probably a coin flip. If they score 24, 27, 30, that's kind of the range I think South Carolina is easily going to win. But I have a feeling it's kind of going to be right on the verge of 20 points. I could see them getting in the end zone one or two times, maybe have a couple field goals.
Jordan, you see teams throughout the course of the year, man, struggle with different type of offenses, right? Sometimes Nick Saban teams in Alabama struggle with running quarterbacks. You have seen South Carolina as much as anyone this year in the coverage of talking to coaches and players. Do you feel like there's been a certain bugaboo for this Gamecock football defense that when you look at Saturday's matchup, you either do or don't see that same bugaboo in terms of, okay, this quarterback presented challenges, talking about maybe a Diego Pavia or against Mizzou. Now you're looking at Garrett Nussmeier and their offense. What kind of challenges do you think this Gamecock team, this defense in particular, will face compared to some of the other guys and offenses they've already seen this season?
Yeah, I think they're real. Like, the thing you could say, hey, South Carolina is going to struggle against this. That's a good rushing team. I mean, they got destroyed by Missouri. Even Vanderbilt, wasn't bad rushing the ball. I thought they did a pretty good job. And that kind of set up a lot of the passes with Pubby and stuff. What helps is LSU has the second worst rushing offense in the SEC. So this is a team in LSU that almost mirrors South Carolina's struggles offensively. And then Garrett Nussmeier hasn't looked himself this year. I mean, Clemson fans know that as well as anyone. Like, this guy just does not look like the Heisman contender, the NFL draft pick. A lot of the LSU fans think he's dealing with some injury, and sometimes when you watch the film, it certainly looks like that. So this is a really bad LSU offense going against a really bad South Carolina offense. And so, I kind of think it's going to be one of those slugfests where there aren't a lot of points. I think what Ole Miss did so well is just drop eight, really dare LSU to run the ball, and they couldn't. And it helped with Ole Miss is they could rush three and still get to Garrett Nussmeier, which you look at this Saturday's game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You look at Dylan Stewart and Brian Thomas and say, hey, guys, you might be rushing with one or two other guys. See if you can get to Garrett Nussmeier. And if you do and South Carolina can drop eight, like, that's a heck of a spot to be in.
Jordan, you know, we were talking about this yesterday and have touched on it a couple times over the last few days. First round draft picks going into next season. And you said it, Garrett Nussmeier hasn't looked amazing to this point. And Lenoris Sellers, a lot of people were saying his draft stock could rise a lot over the course of this season. Do you think there's any chance that Lenoris sort of in some scouts' minds could jump Garrett if he has a big time performance? Do you think this would be the opportunity for him to springboard past Garrett Nussmeier?
I think that's probably already happened. Like, you look at this season, and I think Lenoris Sellers is the better quarterback. But the thing, like, Lenoris Sellers has over Garrett Nussmeier is, like, just his frame, his size. I mean, we saw a guy who looked similar in Anthony Richardson get drafted, like, in the top 15. He was terrible. Like, that's who NFL guys want. They want the Lenoris Sellers-looking quarterbacks who are 6'4", who can't be tackled, who have a huge arm. And I think that's why, you know, Lenoris Sellers is going to get drafted. And, you know, to really, you know, shine above that, like, Garrett Nussmeier had to be, like, phenomenal this season. And a lot of people, including myself, thought he was going to be. I mean, I watched him last year, and he made some throws, especially in, like, the Ole Miss game last year. We're like, geez, man, like, these are NFL-level incredible throws. His deep ball was fantastic. And this year's just like we haven't seen it. And it looks like a guy who's hampered. Lenoris Sellers does not look like that. I think for most of the season, he just looked like a guy who wasn't really on the same, like, just wasn't comfortable in the offense yet. That's something NFL guys feel like they could fix. It's not the guys who are missing tons of throws.
Jordan, you know, when you spend a lot of time with someone, whether it be a friend or a significant other or whatever it is, you can pick up on things that either make them happy, make them confident, or worry them. You and other beat writers, other reporters spend a lot of time around Shane Beamer and his press conferences throughout the course of the week. Do you have the ability, and maybe this is asking too much of you, do you ever have the ability to kind of sense going into a game like this what may be concerning Shane Beamer the most about Saturday's matchup?
I mean, sometimes, not really. You know, you're never really sure what he's giving you because he'll talk up some teams. Like, you know, he can talk up Mark Stoops in Kentucky, and you're just like, what? There's no way you're, like, that concerned about Kentucky. And then there's weeks where it seems like they're very confident, and they say, you know, he seems very sure of his team and their game plan and all that. And then, you know, they come out and kind of have a dud. So, no, you can't really read into it into the press conferences too much of being like, oh, man, he sounded confident. That means they're going to, you know, really look good. Like, that just it doesn't really work that well, and it's kind of, we've seen it so many times this year where, you know, the weeks he seems very confident are the weeks like Vanderbilt and Missouri, and the week he doesn't seem as confident was like Kentucky, and they look great. So, no, I think if you're trying to judge off his body language and his answers, it's probably not the best idea.
Jordan, what do you think it is about Shane Beamer and his personality that South Carolina Gamecock fans have latched on to so hard that even though he's only a couple of games over 500 in his tenure, you know, I'm sure you'd be really hard-pressed to find a South Carolina Gamecock fan who's starting to think, I don't know about this guy. Like, his record is certainly better than Muschamp's, but not tremendously better than Muschamp's. What is it about his personality that keeps him in the good graces?
I think he just gets it. Like, he's a guy who's honest about things and isn't given BS, which I think a lot of fans appreciate. Like, it's the thing he said today about being asked about, or a couple days ago, where he's asked about the 5-game schedule and kind of how brutal it was, and has that great answer of, like, you don't tell me in recruiting that you want to go play against the best and you want to do all these things and you want to compete against the best teams and then shy away from it when it's right in front of you. So stuff like that, where he can really, like, this is a program that, you know, for a long time has been the underdog, and he's a guy who's kind of like wants it to be, is saying like, no, we want to compete for national championships. We want to do all these things. And then he backs it up, you know, with how they've recruited. Getting guys like Nick Harbor and Dylan Stewart has kind of elevated the program a little bit and what they can do. And then, you know, winning just helps. I mean, winning 9 games last year, being on the verge of the college football playoff, like that's the answer. It's I think that some of those numbers you referenced are kind of the earlier season stuff or the early year stuff. You know, the 5-7 season 2 years ago, and then just making a bowl the other years, you know, it's winning a lot. I mean, it was last year, if they didn't make a bowl, I think you would be having a different question.
Jordan, before we let you go, man, the most important question, are you partaking in airport food or are you going to wait until you get to Baton Rouge?
I think I'm going to wait. I had a little snack beforehand, so I'll probably wait, get to New Orleans and grab something there.
Good call.
Or something.
Good call. Jordan, you're the best, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Jordan.
I would wait too, right? Wouldn't you wait?
What's
fast food over?
Oh no, you don't want to be on a plane with that on your system. What's your in-flight routine, Cole? Are you put on your earbuds, shut out all the noise, and listen to a podcast, listen to a downloaded playlist? How do you handle flights?
I like something about planes falling out of the sky, you know, that really makes you
Are you watching a live on your phone?
Yeah.
Bold choice.
Listening to some kind of crazy. No, I cannot. Do you know the term raw dogging?
Yes, I've heard of that. Yeah,
you can't raw dog on the airplane, which
can't
means
do the putty.
You just go in with no headphones.
Yeah.
You just sit there. People do it, right? And they just sit there and they look around. Now you got to have headphones on.
That's putty from Seinfeld. I know you didn't watch Seinfeld.
No, is that what?
That's putty from Seinfeld.
Oh.
He's on a flight and he just stares at the back of the chair in front of him.
That's weird.
No headphones, no magazine.
How do people do
no
that?
Book, just stares.
How do you
and it
do
drives
that?
Elaine crazy.
It drives me crazy.
Like, how can you do that? He goes, I don't know. Just shut it down.
That's so weird. That is people have problems if they do that, don't they? They really do.
Maybe.
With Diesel, you and I have got to get to the top stories, headlines, and sports. Our Daily Wire's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.